from Just Brass is David. Now, David has come in the last... I think you've come in the last couple of years, have you not?
Just last year.
Just last year?
Yeah, just before May.
I feel like I've seen you...
You
just
see me around.
Oh, yeah. No, I do.
There you go.
When you messaged us last week and said, "Oh, I should have come in. I should have come in today," I was devastated. I was like, "That would have been great to have you in." So we're happy to have you in today. Could you tell those who may not remember what Just Brass is all about?
Yeah. Well, we just wanted to start a program where we can get some instruments into kids' hands and teach them how to play.
Yeah.
We just recognize there's a lot of barriers when it comes to learning music, mm-hmm. whether programs not being around in schools or instruments not being able to be afforded, or even music lessons. So we try to knock down all the barriers and just offer free music lessons and free instruments to anyone or any kids who want to come and join and learn.
Is it any kind of instruments and any kind of age group?
Well,
kids?
We specialize in brass instruments.
Yeah.
We also have percussion, and youngest usually is around 6 or 7 is what we start them at.
Nice.
And just anyone up in school who wants to come through.
And this is a government-funded project as well, isn't it?
Not really.
Isn't not?
No.
Oh, my God.
No. We've got a couple grants. We got one from the Rotary, local Rotary Club, and also from Westport, and also the Salvos.
Oh, wow. So it's very much a locally funded project.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I love that. That's even better.
Yeah.
That's even better. So tell us a little bit about your history and why you're big with the brass and also with the percussion.
I started playing when I was probably 7 or 8 years old, back in L.A., I've grown up in the Salvos my whole life. My dad taught me how to play, and there was an organization kind of similar to this. Where I grew up, most of the Salvo churches have a program going, but this program was started just to really focus on getting the instruments into kids' hands and getting out into the community and trying to make it available for everybody. So it's kind of been a passion of mine because I was lucky enough to have those options when I grew up, and it's just been something I really enjoyed throughout my life. And so, here we are.
Well, you've got some friends with you here today, and they've all got instruments as well. How long have they been playing? We might get some of them up here. I'll turn this microphone on. Here we go.
Come up. Have a chat into that.
You're right?
Yeah.
Oh, jeepers. Oh, the technology here is woeful. That's all right. Come up.
Now, hello, what's your name?
Olivia.
Olivia. Now, how long have you been playing instruments?
A week.
And what's your favourite one at the moment?
What are you playing?
I'm playing the cornet, and my favourite one is...
It's tough, isn't it?
There's so many. Have you played the big ones, or the big trombone yet?
No.
No, too big?
They're too scary, aren't they?
No.
No, they're not. They're bigger than you.
I was telling him just before in the foyer area, I was just saying I tried the trombone last year and it just kept making sort of singular fart noises, and then there was nothing musical about it. It sounded like that. It was terrible.
Olivia, why did you get involved in this?
Because I really like music.
Oh, that's nice. What sort of music do you like? Any favourite artists? Anything like that? Any bands? High Five, Wiggles.
I'm just looking at you like, can you even say the Wiggles? Come on, Bodge.
I liked the Wiggles when I was 6, and I still do now.
She can't recall. That's okay.
I like Rave in the Grave.
Sorry, what now?
Rave in the Grave.
Rave in the Grave.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite songs.
Who sings that?
I have no idea.
What kind of music is that? Is that heavy metal, Mum?
It's on the...
Just okay, cool. Rave in the Grave sounds like some sort of metal music or something like that. So we've got some others here, some other fantastically talented children. Would some of you like to come up and just have a little chat while we got you here? Why not?
Now, I'm going to look really silly here because I don't know what that instrument is. What have you got and what's your name?
My name is Kalina. And I play the trombone.
Okay, so that's the trombone. See, I thought the trombone was the really big horn one, the really round one.
That's
a tuba.
That's a tuba.
You can tell I never played instruments when I was at school. I played the drums.
Today if you want to learn.
Okay, I'll give it a go.
So was last week your first lesson?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you've got the trumpet there, haven't you?
Oh. Yeah.
Can you play anything just yet?
Not really.
Do you want to have a go anyway?
Give it a crack.
Everyone wants their music on the radio. Here we go. I'll turn it down a bit. I did that about 6 o'clock, but it didn't come from an instrument.
Kalina, what about you?
Go
you got
for it. Yeah, go for it. You got this. I did that last night after some eggs.
He thinks he's funny.
I know. Look, so what do you hope to learn by the end of the school year? Because it does go through, David, till the end of the school year, right? So,
yeah, that's right.
So when the holidays are on, you're not active, but then
Pretty much, because I think most of the kids will be, they'll be ducking out, so yeah. It'll be thin people, so we'll just take
That's fair enough. Is there going to be some kind of performance maybe at the end of the year?
Yeah, we'll have an end-of-term concert.
Cool. Nice. And where will that be hosted? And
at
and the likely
Salvos
when?
Hall on Lord cool. Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where you host your weekly free gigs with the kids, 4 o'clock at the Salvos on Lord Street in Port Macquarie. Yeah. Can kids still get involved now? I know term started last week, but can
it
they get involved?
Last week. We got this lesson today. They can come and sign up, and then also next week. But after that, we'll have to close it off because then they'll get too far behind all the other kids.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, look, I tell you what, before we let you go, let's get the other kids up here and let them say hello. And have you got friends you want to say hello to? Say your name, say where you're from. Well, not specifically, obviously, because that's a bit strange. And then say hello to your friends.
What's your names?
Dana.
Dana, have you got
Axe.
Some? Axe. Dana and Axe. Have you got anyone you want to say hello to?
Yes.
Go on. Go for it.
I don't really know their name.
Oh, you don't know what their name is? That's okay.
Drums.
Are you on the drums?
Oh, Axe on the drums.
I remember playing the drums when I was at school. I went to the same school as you, Axe and Dana. I went to Westport Primary School as well, and I was a little drummer. I was terrible at it, though.
Yeah.
What cymbal do you like playing the most with the drums, Axe?
Hmm.
Do you like the foot kick thingy, or do you like the... I don't even know
what
they're
called. I like stamping on the pedal. The pedal's the good one. You just... Dum, 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 dum. What about you, Dana?
I play the trombone.
Ooh.
Everyone plays a trombone.
Yeah, I like it. Well, you know, it's the brass instruments. You want the big ones.
Yeah.
You want the big ones. But, you know, a lot of fun last week, was it? Good. All right. You're going to keep doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because it goes all year, and we're going to be coming to, you know, every now and then to the end of term performances just to make sure you're doing well.
Do you get to take the instruments home and practice?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so, parents... Oh, mums and dads that are sitting here nodding their heads going, yes, every night I hear it.
Well, let's get some of the parents just very quickly because we know that when children have instruments and they're practicing at home, the blood pressure can go quite high. How are you faring with that?
It's actually not too bad because then it keeps them out of my hair for a few hours every afternoon.
But where do they do it? Doesn't
they do it out in the backyard under the carport and annoy the neighbours.
Okay. Yeah.
And Angela, what about you? You've got a newborn baby sitting there right now. And
yeah.
How's that go down?
Well, she's not getting sleep anyway.
She doesn't mind it too much. The two-year-old tries to get involved, so does the dog and the cat. But no, she just... sits in a room. We tell her to close
and
the pool.
What about you, Blair? You're standing there all silent.
Yeah, I was out cleaning the pool yesterday. All Sam was inside playing, so it worked out quite well.
Any excuse to get out of the house? I'm going to do some gardening. Well, look, this is fantastic. And David, once again, fantastic program. As someone that grew up with very slim opportunity, unless we had a lot of money to do it, which we didn't, to play any instrument, even guitar. This is a really cool thing to see, and kids can still get involved.
Yeah, if they want to come through today to the hall, or they can just go online and email us. If they just look up Just Brass Port Macquarie, they'll find us there, and they can contact us through there.
Good on you. All right, mate, thank you so much for coming. Thank you, everyone, for coming in. And all off to school today?
Yeah.
All right, what's the go-to cartoon before school? Has anyone got one?
Bugs Bunny.
Oh, wow, classic.
Nice. All righty.
The Wiggles, yeah.
I just watch some of the Croods in the morning.
The Croods.
When I'm waiting for the bus.
Cool.
I don't know that one. Christy, we're so old.
Cheese TV.
We had Cheese TV, we had Sailor Moon, we had Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z. Oh, it was the best. You kids, you don't know what good telly is, I'll tell you that right now, unless you had Samurai Pizza Cats.
Tom and Jerry.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, Christy.
Thank you, kids, and good luck with your performances.
Thank you.